Please bear with us. We are a bit later than usual. We were still waiting for a bus to arrive.
Siyacela ukuthi nisibekezelele nje kancane. Kukhona abesazama ukulungisa kunebhasi ebesalindile ukuba lifike.
But I think we can open now, and then the choir will sing, and then we'll continue with the proceedings.
Cabanga ukuthi ke manje sesingaqhubeka ikwaya izosiculela emveni kwayo ke bese siyaqhubeka nohlelo lenkonzo.
Our hearts are filled with joy for all of you that are here with us.
Inhliziyo zethu ziyachichima ngenjabulo uma sinibona nikhona la kanye nathi.
Those who are listening and attending, we are also full of joy that you can attend this very, very great day.
Kulabo abayithamela inkonzo ngokuyilalela ngamagaga somoya nalabo abahlanganyele kanye nathi, siyathokoza kakhulu ukuthi nibe ingxenye yalolu suku kanye nathi.
Let's pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Heavenly Father, we bow before thee this day.
Baba wethu sezulwini, siyakhothama kuwe kulolu suku.
We want to surrender the day, everything that will be done, the message in singing, the whole occasion into your hands.
Nkosi, sifisa ukunikela konke esandleni sakho, lonke lolu suku, konke okuzokwenziwa, umbiko ngomculo kanye nenkonzo uqobo lwayo.
Take this day, Lord, and make of it what you want it to be.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ulithathe lolu suku ulenze libe yilokho wena Nkosi othanda ukuba libe yikho.
That your name may be glorified.
Ukuba Nkosi sekwenziwe konke igama lakho likhazimuliswe.
And that heaven and the angels in heaven will rejoice with us about for this wonderful day.
Kuze kuthi Nkosi ingelosi zise zulwini zithokoze kanye nathi ngalo lolu suku.
We ask all this in the name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Konke lokhu sicela egameni lomsindisi wethu, inkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
So we'll ask the choir to come forward.
Socela ikwaya ukuba ize phambili izosiculela.
The choir is going to sing three songs. The first one will be in Shangaan. I'm sorry. And that song speaks about our actions and our deeds that speak much louder than words. It doesn't matter what we say, but if our actions say something different, that is what is speaking the loudest to the people around us. So if there's anything in your actions that is wrong, make it right. Because remember, just be quiet. Whatever you do will speak much louder than the many words that you want to speak. And the second song is in German, where we sing about the Lord gave the word and great was the company of the preachers. The last song is in Zulu, where we sing, we've got a gospel as young people. We are unashamed of this gospel. We praise the Lord for it, so don't stand in my way. If I want to go forward, don't stand in my way. We are going forward with the Lord because he has cleansed us. And we've got this message which we need to pass on to others. So we love this gospel. There's nothing as great and as wonderful as it is.
Kwayizoculamacula bemathathu kulokuqala ngelesishangane noma isonga elikhuluma ngokuthi imsebenzi yomuntu ikhuluma kakhulu izenzo zikhuluma kakhulu kunomlomo kunokukhuluma ngomlomo uma wenza into ethile iyona ekhulumayo izenzo ziyakhuluma wena thula nje uvala umlomo wakho bese izenzo izona ezokukhulumela zisho ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani uma ngabe wenza into enhle iyona ezokukhulumela ngakho akudingakali ukuthi ukhulume kakhulu wena ngomlomo ngakho thula nje ukuze ukwazi ukuthi udedele imisebenzi yakho ikhulume lesijalimani likhuluma ngokuthi kwaphuma izwi kuNkulunkulu kwase kudaleka isixuku esikhulu sabesifazane kuba bashumayele ivangeli bahambisa umbiko kaNkulunkulu eindaweni zonke kwaba sabasikhulu leso sixuku leso sokuhambisa lo mbiko omuhle wevangeli ezizweni zonke bese ke sigcina ke ngelesizulu thina sinevangeli.
Hey, bazalwane, ngizothini namhlanje?
Hey, brethren, I'm not sure what to say today.
Namhlanje usuku olukhulu kakhulu kimina nangethina.
Because today, brethren, is a great day for me and for everyone.
Ngoba indotana yetu izothembisa.
The reason why it is a great day because our son, spiritual son, is going to have a service where he's going to have an engagement.
Siyajabula kanye nani nonke nabasendla emtaleni nabasegoden sijabula kanye nani.
We are rejoicing with everyone, with those who are from Mtaleni and those who are from Gordon. We are so joyful with you today.
I don't want to spoil the sanctity of this moment. But let me just make one remark. I had to keep my wife from the pulpit now. Because she was threatening to come up here and sing Umakoti Ungawetu.
The reason why she wanted to come in front, she wanted to sing the song that says, "The bride is ours."
But today is a day for the Lord and His kingdom and His church.
A
victory for a child of God or for children of God is a victory for God's church and for God Himself. Phakamiseni, you stayed faithful all these years.
Mphakamiseni uhlale ethembekile kuyo yonke leminyaka.
And people were falling to your left and to your right.
Abantu bewa nhlangothi zombili kodwa wama.
People with whom he grew up.
Abantu akhule kanye nabo.
People with whom he stood here in the front singing with the Doctors for Life choir from Emtaleni.
Abantu ekadema nabo la ngaphambili becula ndawonye kwayeni lasemthaleni le Doctors for Life.
That fell in love with the world and turned their backs on God.
Abagcwale uthando lwezwe baseke beshiya uNkulunkulu bamflathela.
But Phakamiseni was faithful.
And
by that, I'm not taking away from Noluthando as well.
Who
also stayed faithful, and she kept her purity as a young girl.
Nayo hlale njalo wathembeka wayigcina wabamsulwa njengentombazane esencane.
So can we ask then Phakamiseni Duze and Noluthando Nhlabathi to come forward.
So cela uMphakamiseni Duze eze ngaphambili kanye noNoluthando Nhlabathi.
So these two young people claim that and testify that God has spoken to them.
Laba bantu abasha bamila phambi kwethu namhlanje kuseni bafakazile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nabo.
Phakamiseni testified that God spoke to him to get married to Noluthando.
UMphakamiseni ufakazile wayisholo ngowakhe umlomo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile naye ukuba kumele ashade noNoluthando Nhlabathi.
He did not go to her to go and ask her to get married to him.
Akazange ayele yena kuNothando amcele ukuthi bashade.
He didn't make any contact.
Akuzange kube khona ngisho ukuxhumana.
He went to his counselor and to Bob Mfundisi and spoke to the girl about how he feels God wants to get married.
Kodake uye kumlungisisi wakhe kwayiwa nakubaba umfundisi kwaseke kukhulunywa nentombazane ukuthi yona izizwa kanjani ngalolu daba lokuba ishade nomphakamiseni Duzi.
When the ball was in Nolothando's court.
Kwaseke kuba manje yonke into isezandleni zikano luthando Nhlabathi.
She had to confirm that the Lord spoke to her as well.
Kwamele ukuba naye enze isiqiniseko sokuthi uyakufakazela ukuthi noNkulunkulu uphinde wakhuluma naye.
And she had all the time in the world.
Futhi kube nesikhathi sonke ngaso sicabanga.
There was no need for her to be in a rush and in a hurry to give an answer.
Besingeke isidingo sokuthi atatazele aphuthume ukuze abuyise impendulo.
In some cases, the man had to wait for years before the Makoti felt, no, the Lord has confirmed the same.
Kuye kwenzeke kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi umkhwenyana kumele alinde iminyaka ngaphambi kokuthi umakoti naye afakaze ukuthi uNkulunkulu usekhulumile naye ngomshado.
But now Nolothando said God spoke to her as well.
Kodake uNoluthando naye ufakazile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumisanile naye.
So today is the day of the engagement.
Ngakho-ke namhlanje kuwusuku lwenkonzo yomthembiso.
I still stand between them.
Njengoba nibona ngisemi phakathi kwabo.
They still will be separate with no contact until the day of marriage.
Ngeke kuze kube khona ukuxhumana phakathi kwabo kuze kufike usuku lomshado.
But they wanted to get engaged.
Kodake bayathembisa.
So this is the ring with which they are getting engaged.
Kabanguthi sonke siyayibona le indandatho abazothembisa ngayo.
You see the ring is a full circle.
Niyayibona indandatho iyindilinga ephelele.
There is no gap.
Ayizange izibe nesikhala nje nesincane.
By this they promise to each other that they'll stay pure until the day of marriage.
Ngale ndandatho bayafakaza bobabili ukuba bazosigcina bemsulwa kuze kufike usuku lomshado.
And that this circle won't be broken.
Futhi ke le ndilingi ayisoze yaphuka.
Until with the final marriage day they will take the final vows to live and be faithful for life.
Kuze kufike usuku lamanqamu usuku lomshado lapho bezokwenza khona izithembiso sokuthi bazohlala ndawonye bethembekile.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
So with this we'll ask God's servant to come forward and bring us the word of God. My apologies for having taken so much of his time.
Sanibonani ekuseni.
I greet you this morning.
Angazi ukuthi kufanele ngijabule ngakuphi.
I don't know about what I should be the happiest.
Chaza ukuthi angazi kuluphi uhlangothi. Ngakwamphakamiseni noma ngakanoluthando.
In other words, I don't know about which side I'm the happiest, whether it's for mphakamiseni whether it's for Nolothando.
Kodwa nami ngibona ukuthi ngazombili inhlangatho zombili siyathokoza kakhulu.
But I think we are happy for both sides.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
We thank the Lord.
Sibonga amandla evangeli.
We thank him for the power of the gospel.
Akukho kufana nevangeli.
There's nothing like unto the gospel.
ngasho ukuthandayo ngayihlaba ugxeke kodwa kukho okufana nevangeli.
You can say what you like. You can pull it apart, you can mock it, but there is nothing like the gospel.
Limnandi evangeli.
The gospel is sweet.
Akukho okufana nalo.
There's nothing like it.
Ewe limnandi evangeli. Ewe limnandi evangeli. Eh bazalwane. Limnandi evangeli.
The gospel is sweet, brethren.
I don't
think the way that you're singing really shows it.
Ewelimnandi evangeli. Se se shoqobo lwevangeli.
There is nothing like the gospel. Go into the world and see what you'll meet up with. Go to the world and see how young people live and how they conduct themselves.
Uzoyithola phi intombi yangempela namhlanje lesi sikhathi?
Where will you find a pure young virgin in this time?
Kodwa ozevangelini uzoyithola.
But come to the gospel and you'll find her.
Uthi umpostoli Paul anginamahloni ngaleli ivangeli ngoba lingamandla ukusindisa.
The apostle Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power unto salvation.
And
the power of the gospel of salvation, that has to be made manifest. Now, there are usually dowry negotiations before the time, and when you go to the family of the bride-to-be, the one who's going to get engaged, and you speak to the family, they say many things about the girl, but very seldom do you hear that they actually thank God and they thank the gospel for what the gospel did in the life of that girl, and that she's so pure and that it's so wonderful was because of what the Lord did in her life.
Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu mphakamiseni. Siyabonga kakhulu nolu ngokuthi uNkulunkulu anisize nigcine kuze kube lesi sikhathi.
Thank you mphakamiseni. Thank you nolu. The Lord has helped you to remain faithful until this time.
Siyabongela abazali abathokozayo namhlanje. Ukuthi ingane yethu igcinile ingane zethu igcinile abangasidumaza baliphakamisa ibhanela levangeli siyabonga.
We rejoice on behalf of the parents that their children didn't bring disgrace upon them or upon the gospel.
Ngakho ke abantu abasha namhlanje sithunyela umlayezo ocacile ukuthi kuyenzeka.
So young people, today we have got this message that it is possible.
Kuyenzeka ngamandla nangomusa kaNkulunkulu.
It is possible through the power and the grace of God.
Umuntu uyakwazi ukuhlala ngentombi ayigcine. Ayigcine ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
A person can remain a pure young virgin through the grace of the Lord.
Abanye bathathe inqamlelayo. Babone ngathi ukulinda kuyalibazisa bathathe inqamlelayo abaningi bakhala mi inyembezi namhlanje ngeenqumo abayithathayo.
Many take shortcuts. They're unwilling to wait and to be patient for God's time, and today they're crying tears because of it.
Sekonakala kubo. Hayi ukuthi konakala nje. Noma ehamba uyayinyeza. Angiseyikhona lokhu ya.
And its things have been destroyed in their lives, and they go about just a shadow of what they were before.
Siyabonga, siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Sithini uNkulunkulu makadonyiswe. Sibonge kakhulu ukuthi balalele lapho bamfundisi eza nombiko. Wobumsulwa bakwazi ukulalela bakwazi ukugcina lento kujabule wonke umuntu awena onqamlelayo nokhadabulayo nofana nomnyuzi osuzelwe iziqandi gijima yonke indawo uphuthelwe uyayiphuthekisela futhi lokho kukhulu okungaka uNkulunkulu abekulungisele khona.
So we thank God, and we thank God that these young people took to heart the message that Reverend Stegan preached of young people keeping themselves pure and holy before God. And oh, you that take shortcuts and that are like a mule just running around, sniffing the wind and going this way and that way, you are losing out on so much of God's blessing.
Let's
read the Lord's word from the first book in the Bible.
Genesis isahluko samashumi amabili nane.
Genesis 24. It speaks about Isaac and Rebecca and how they got married. Before we start reading, let's pray. Lord Jesus, please bless the word, the reading of your word to us. Thank you, Lord, for your work and for the work of your word. Please, Lord, bless it to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
From
the first verse.
U-Abraham wayemdala eseneminyaka eminingi. UJehova wayembusisile u-Abraham kukho konke.
Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Wayesethu Abraham encekweni enkulu yendlu yakhe eyayibusa konke nakho. Beka isandla sakho phansi kwethanga lami. Ngiza kukufungisa uJehova uNkulunkulu wezulu noNkulunkulu womhlaba ukuthi ayukuthathela indodana yami umfazi emadodakazini amaKhanani engihlezi phakathi kwawo.
And put your hand, sorry, and Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all he had, put your hand under my thigh, that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
Kepha uyezweni lakithi, nasehlotsheni zami, uyithathele khona indodana yami uyisaka umfazi.
But will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac.
Inceku yathi kuyo, mhlawumbe wesifazane akayikuvumi ukungilandela eze kulelizwe, imbala ngiyakuyibuyisela indodana yakhe ezweni lapho wavela khona na.
The servant said to him, perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came?
U-Abraham wathi kuye, qaphela ukuba ungayibuyiseli khona indodana yami.
Abraham said to him, see to it that you do not take my son back there.
UJehova uNkulunkulu wezulu owangikhipha endlini kababa nasezweni lokuzalwa kwami wakhuluma kimi, wafunga kimi wathi, ngiyakulinika inzalo yakho lelizwe. Uza kuthuma ingelosi yakhe phambi kwakho ukuze ungikhole ungitholele khona indodana yami umfazi.
The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to your offspring I will give this land, he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there.
Kepha umoya wesifazane engathanda ukukulandela uyobe ukhululekile kulesi sifungo sami, kodwa ungayibuyiseli khona indodana yami.
But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you shall be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there.
Verse 9. Inceku yayisibeka isandla sayo phansi kwethanga lika-Abraham inkosi yayo, yafunga kuye ngale ndaba.
So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. Let's end reading there.
Indaba eyisimanga lena othi mawuyifunda uthola okuningi ukuthi masihamba ngokukholwa kulindelekeni kumuntu okholwayo.
This is an amazing portion that we've read, and there is so much that you find in this. What is expected from us when we walk the walk of faith?
Uma sikhumbula kahle, uAbraham wathola indodana yakhe wayesekhulile vele ngokweminyaka.
If you remember, Abraham only had a son in his old age.
Abazali babengasenalo ithemba lokuthi bengamthola umntwana.
The parents, actually humanly speaking, no longer had any hope that they would have a child.
Kodwa ke bamthola lo mntwana, umntwana wesethembiso uNkulunkulu ayimthembise sona.
But they received the son of promise which God had promised them.
Manje kuyabonakala la ukuthi usemdala uAbraham. Uyabuka izinto, ubuka nezinto anazo, impahla nayo, yonke into izohamba kanjani na.
Now Abraham here was old, well advanced in years, and so he reflected on his situation, on his possessions, on all that he had.
Ngakho wayehluphekile ehluphekela indodana yakhe ukuthi le ndodana yami mayingathola unkosikazi, kwangathi ngathola unkosikazi oqotho, hayi noma uhlobo lolu lonkosikazi.
And when he considered his son, he desired for him that he would have an upright wife, not just any old woman, not just any old girl, but an upright wife.
Baninga besifazane, baningi nalaba besifazane abafuna ukuzenza amakhosikazi abantu.
There are many women, many girls in this world, and who would gladly be anybody's wife.
Maninga besamatomazane, kukhona athanda ukuzosa, kukhona athanda ukunikela, kukhona athanda ukuyifaka, kukhona athanda angafuna ukuthi kulindwe uhlobo labesifazane lolo. Ziningi inhlobo njengoba ngishilo.
There are many of them that are over eager to get into any kind of a relationship, into a marriage, and they even advertise themselves. They want to get into that marriage.
Kodwa uAbraham wayefuna ukuthi indodana yakhe mayefa ayishiye inomakoti, kodwa wayenombandela. Ayengafuni ukuthi umakoti athathwe kuleli zwe ahlezi kulona kumaKhanani.
Abraham wished and desired that his son might have a wife, but he didn't want at all for that wife to come from amongst the people amongst whom he dwelt, the Canaanites, and I'm sure he must have had a very good reason for that.
Uyagcizelela phinda gcizelele uAbraham etshela inceku yakhe phinde ungalingi ungazami nakuzama ukuthathela umfazi inkosikazi kulabantu esihlezi phakathi kwabo amaKhenani.
And he speaks to his servant, his chief servant, and he says to him, please make sure that you will not take a wife for my son from these people amongst whom we dwell.
Manje uyamtshela ukuthi akayephi ikuphi la kungcono khona buyele emuva la siqhamuka khona uye ehlotsheni zakithi uyotholela khona indodana yami uyisaka inkosikazi.
But then he points to him the direction that he had to go. He said, go back to my kindred and my country, and there you will find a wife for my son.
Yini akhathazeke kangaka uAbraham ngabantu ahlezi phakathi kwabo na?
Why was Abraham so troubled concerning the people amongst whom he dwelt?
Yini uAbraham abenenkinga kangaka ngabantu ahlezi nabo ekhishiwe ezweni lakubo kwathiwa yani ezweni ongalazi ozokhonjiswa lona?
What was the problem with these people? God had said to him, leave your country, leave your family, go to the place I will show you. And then he was there in Canaan. What was his problem with these people?
Sobala ukuthi uAbraham wabona isimo nohlobo lwabantu ahleli phakathi kwalo kungabantu abanjani laba, isimilo sabo sinjani, bayamkhonza yini uNkulunkulu.
It's clear that Abraham took good note of these people. What kind of a people they were. What kind of lives did they live? Did they serve God? What was their morals like? All of that, he took note of that.
Abraham wakusenhlizweni yakhe ukuthi indodana yakhe mayithola unkosikazi ayithola unkosikazi owazana noNkulunkulu kubo okuthanda wazwayo kubo abantu abasamazisa uNkulunkulu, hayi abantu basezweni, abantu abazomkhombisa ezinye izinto, bamfundise ezinye iy'nkolo, indlela yokuphila angayazi, angazange bamfundise yona Isaka.
Abraham didn't want his son to have a wife amongst people that were corrupt, people that would teach him other things, evil ways, serving other gods. He wanted his son to have a wife from a family and from people that acknowledge God, where they still pray to God and they serve God.
Ngiyayibuka le ncele ethunywayo umthwalo iresponsibility enayo ihamba iyezweni iya kubantu engabazi iyofuna unkosikazi izombona kanjani ilokho kwakumkhathazile kumhlupha ngizomazi ngani ngizombona kanjani ngiya kubantu engabazi.
Now can you imagine the responsibility on this chief servant of Abraham, who now had to go to a foreign land, to people he didn't know at all, and there he had to go and look for a wife for his master's son? How would he recognize her? How would he see that this is the right person? What would you have done? What would I have done?
Kodwa nanga umthwalo unikeziwe. Hamba ubuye, ubuyele nendodana yami. Kwakukuphela kwayo ayeyithanda uAbraham, eyithole semdala, engafuni ukuba yonakalelwe izinto ngenxa kaNkosikazi ke manje.
But here he was given this responsibility. Go and bring back a wife for my son, the only son that Abraham had whom he loved, the son of the promise. And he didn't want things to go wrong now in Isaac's life just because of his wife.
Unombuzo, Nkosi, noma sengiyithola ke le ntombazane, mayingafuni ukuthi ibuye nami, ngiyokwenza njani? Selokhu ngifungile, babefunga kanjalo, kusho ukuthi kwakuyona signature yakhe leyo. Ubeka isandla ethangeni kaAbraham, useyahamba, uchaza ukuthi yokwenza njengoba eshilo umaster wakhe.
And what concerned him was this question. Now what if she's not willing to come back? Because I'm going to make this oath now. I'll be bound by this oath. Then what am I to do? They had their way of making their oath, putting his hand under Abram's thigh, and then going off, and then he was bound by that to do exactly as he had promised.
What to Abraham? Ingelosi kaNkulunkulu izohamba phambi kwakho. UNkulunkulu uzokwenzela izinto. Ukuxhumana nokukholwa uAbraham enakho, uNkulunkulu ayizomenzela khona.
But Abraham, due to his faith that he had in God, he said to his servant, he said, God, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house, he will send his angel with you, who will lead you and show you the way.
Abraham, umuntu ohlangene noNkulunkulu, uyeqinisa inceku yakhe. Musa ukutatazela, musa ukwesaba. UNkulunkulu uzothumela ingelosi ihambe phambi kwakho, ikusize ekuhlukaniseni nasekunqumeni inqumo ozoyithatha ngalo makoti wendodana.
Abraham was a man of faith, and he encouraged his servant. He said, do not be concerned about this. Don't become anxious about this. Don't worry about this. God will send his angel before you. He will show you the way. He will give you the discernment that you need.
Kodwa lenceke lalelayo lalela inkosi yayo yalalela yahamba ngokholwa yahamba ngokwethemba.
And so this servant of Abraham, he then left and he went on by faith, obedient to his master and paying heed to his words.
Noma sihamba ezweni elikude kubantu abakude, hamba wathatha amakamela ayishumi, cishe kwakuyimpela nje kwakuyigroupu yabantu eyayihamba behamba benalo msebenzi nale mishini ababenayo. Siyahamba la siyofuna umakoti wendodana yenkosi yami uAbraham umuntu kaNkulunkulu.
And so this servant took 10 of his master's camels, and there was probably a whole party, a whole group that went and traveled together on this mission to now go and search for a wife for their master's son, the man of God.
Engikutholayo abazalwane, okubalulekile ukumethemba uNkulunkulu ezintweni ezibonwayo nakulezo singayiboni.
Now, brethren, what I find in this is that we need to put our trust in God for things which we can see that are visible and for that which is invisible.
Kukhona abafuna ukubona izinto ezibonakalayo nje kuphela kulokho abakwazi ukubona khona bengethemba ke kodwa lokho kungabonakali kube qhamuka uNkulunkulu abayingeni indaba yakho abakuboni kumnyama kubona.
There are people that are willing to trust God if there are some visible signs that encourage them to trust in God, but if there's nothing to be seen and they cannot walk by sight, then they're not willing to trust God.
Bayahamba bahamba ngethemba. UNkulunkulu uzohamba phambi kwabo. UNkulunkulu uzobagcina. UNkulunkulu uzobapha lokho abakudingayo.
So they went on this journey with this hope and this trust that God will be with them. God will go before them. God will protect them. God will give them everything that they need.
Yazi ukuthi khona abantu abathandazayo bethandazela izinto ezithile kodwa abanalo ithemba abanakho ukukholwa ukuthi lokho abakuthandazelayo kungenzeka.
There are people that pray, but they actually pray a hopeless prayer because they've got no hope, they've got no faith that God will grant them that which they pray for.
Uthandazelani mawungabaza ngunkulunkulu. Uthandazelani ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona angakwenzela khona. Ubuvela ungabaza uye, ungabaza amandla akhe, ungabaza ukuthi khona angakwenzela khona.
Why do you even pray if you doubt God, if you doubt his power, if you doubt his ability to grant you that which you are praying for?
Bayahamba ngokholwa bayofuna umuntu abangamazi. Bayofuna nehlobo abangazazi. Kodwa ngobizwe lishilo kumele ukuba balalele bathembe uNkulunkulu bathembe nokukhombisa kaNkulunkulu.
So they left in faith on this journey and their destination, a people that they didn't know, a family they didn't know, a girl that they didn't know and how they were going to see her, but just trusting in God that he will show them the way.
Baninga besifazane kodwa ngizombona kanjani owena owendodana yenkosi yami na.
There are many women, many girls. How will I see the one? How will I recognize the one who's the one for my master's son?
Siphi isibonakaliso? Ngizombona kanjani? Uyovela kanjani?
What will be the sign? How will it become clear to me that she is the one from God?
Ngizombona kanjani? Ngizobona ngepentshisi elihle. Abanye bagijimela amapentshisi. Amapentshisi mase bawathathile bawadla. Bethi mabeluma. Awu! Gcwele impethu zodwa.
Is it, will I see her by the fact that she is like a rosy peach and she's so beautiful? Some rush for those beautiful peaches that they see, and when they bite into it, oh my, it's full of worms.
Oh, abanye bathathwa idumela, abanye bathathwa, hey, unebale elihle. Hey, intombi efunwa abaningi.
Some people look at so many different things by which their criteria, oh, how beautiful she is, how popular she is, and things like that.
Oh, a figure yakhe nje nami ngiyamfuna.
Oh, figures like that, yes, I want her as well.
Abanye bahamba ngalokho kubona ungekho ukubona ungaphakathi bakholwe izinto lezi zizokhonjwa uNkulunkulu.
Many walk by sight and the eyes of their faith are blinded. They cannot see the things the way God sees them.
Iyathatha inceku le. Ithatha isixuku sayo lesi kuyahanjwa manje buyele emumva lapho eqhamuka khona uAbraham eMesopotamia lapho avela khona uye ehlotsheni zangakubo lapho ezotholela khona umkankosi yakhe unkosikazi.
So Abraham's servant sets off on this mission with this group of people, with his camels, on their way to Mesopotamia, back to his master's family to go and find a wife for his master's son. Now this servant, all along the way, as he was going, he was in prayer.
Uma ufuna umakoti, nsizwa, thandaza. Thandazela loku yena yena oqondene nawe.
Young man, if you want to get married, be in prayer before God that God will be able to show you His will concerning that.
Okubalulekile intando kaNkulunkulu kunakho konke ongicabanga umuntu engena emshadweni.
In marriage, God's will is supreme and more important than anything else.
Ngoba noma uhlangana nani uqhamuka noma yini endleleni yakho, uhlezi kule ntando kaNkulunkulu, awunyakaziswa yilutho kulokho.
Because after that, no matter what challenges you may meet up with, you'll remain steadfast, immovable, because you know God has led me so far. I do not need to worry about the future.
Nakhombe khona umuntu kaNkulunkulu uthembeka kulokho, hlala kulokho, ngoba yikhona okunikeza amandla noma qhamukana endleleni yakho.
And what God's finger has pointed at, remain in that, because only there will you be strong and God will keep you.
Engikuthandile kule nceku ihambe yathandaza.
What I loved about this servant was the way that he went praying.
Okumangalisayo ukuthi ekuthandazeni kwethu uNkulunkulu uyalalela.
And we don't doubt that when we pray, God hears.
uNkulunkulu uyasipha njengokucela kwethu.
God will grant us in accordance to our prayer.
Lensizwa le nceku iyacela iyathandaza, Nkosi, noma ke lona engithunywe kuyena kwangathi ngathi mangiya kuyena ngicela amanzi, ngicela ukuphuza, angiphuzise. Futhi bese esho ukuthi ufuna ukuphuzisa namakamela ami lawe engihamba nawo.
So he prays as he gets there, and he says, I'm standing here now by the spring of water, and as these daughters of men are coming out to this place, Lord grant that the girl of whom I ask, please give me to drink. If she gives me to drink and my camels, that she'll be the one.
Tema ngifunda le ndaba ngathi hayi ziningi izinto ezifanayo kwezinye izizwe ukwenzeka kwezinto kanti kufana kangaka.
You know, when I read this, I was amazed at the similarities that you get between different nations.
Sisakhula sasazi lokho thina ukuthi intombi ngesikhathi esithile ziyahamba kanye kanye zimshungu.
We know from our youth that it was the custom that there was a certain time of the day where all the girls were together in a group from the different families go and they would go to go and fetch water. They would all go to the same place and go and draw water.
Mawuthola ukuthi hawo nakanti na lamanye amazwe ngalezo ikhathe endulo babe phila yona leyo mpilo kuyokhiwa amanzi ndawonye intombi thwala imphongolo yazo ngamahlombe thina abala eAfrika bathwala ekhanda kodwa bona bebeke ehlombe kodwa ukubona ukuthi kuyafana.
It's quite amazing when you read this and you see how it just corresponds the way they did things of old and how we know amongst the Zulu nation how we do things with drawing of water and fetching of water, where all the girls would go in those olden times and they would carry their water jars on their shoulder. We do it on our head. Well, that's a little bit different, but the rest is very much the same.
Wahamba, yahamba lenceku, yayocupha lapha ngasemthonjeni, yakhumula kahle amakamelayo, yalinda, nampa besifazane abazokha amanzi.
And so he got there to that place, to that city, and he made his camels to kneel down outside the city where the well of water was at that time, waiting now for these girls to come and fetch water.
Awulalele nje ubone isimanga sikaNkulunkulu kwenzeka njengokucela kwalo muntu. uNkulunkulu wahamba endleleni yakhe, ake ngimenzele njengokucela kwakhe, njengokufuna kwakhe isibonakaliso.
Now, just listen how God worked in this instance, how God answered his prayer, how it was exactly according to the way which he had asked. Before he'd even finished praying, there was a girl, Rebecca, and she was coming down to the well to draw water.
Here
is the God who brings things together and who confirms in a certain way that which is his will.
Here's
this girl coming to draw water. Now listen, you girls especially, this is especially meant for you. This girl came just to come and draw water. Coming to fetch water from the well and then go back home. She didn't come there to come and on the sly meet with other men or with boys. She was just doing her duty faithfully, coming to draw water as was expected for the family back at home and taking the water back there. So she went down to the spring and she filled a jar and came up, and then the servant ran to meet her and speak to her. Please give me a little water to drink. And so very politely she gives him to drink. And then she said, and I'll draw water for your camels as well. And things came together perfectly. That which he had prayed for and said, Lord, please show me. It came together perfectly. She didn't just give him water and say, okay, well, that's fine, that's all you asked for. She even drew water and gave his camels to drink. Now, I tried to do some calculations and find out how much water does a camel drink per day. Some say a camel can drink 100 liters of water in 10 minutes. How much water is in that? In 10 minutes, that camel consumes 100 liters of water and then it's satisfied. Now, this servant came with 10 camels. Can you imagine how much water she must have fetched up from the spring? Going to the spring, drawing water, filling a jar, emptying it for the camel to drink, and then the next camel and the next. How much water must she have carried? And when you read it, it doesn't seem like it was a difficult chore for her. She did it gladly to serve the stranger and his camels and to draw water for them. Do you hear that, girls? She was a diligent girl.
Urebecca wayintombazane engawesaba umsebenzi.
She wasn't a girl who was scared of work.
Urebecca wayintombazane engakhethi hlobo lolu umsebenzi okumele uba ngiwenze.
And she wasn't very choosy in what kind of work she would do.
Kube ngathi umsebenzi wawusunikweza yena phambi kwakhe wayefike ayitholele isekhaya nje awenze ngentokozo ngenjabulo lo msebenzi okuthiwa kawenze.
No, whatever work her hands found to do and what she was given, whether at home, wherever, she gladly did it.
Wayekwenza akwenzayo akwenze ngentokozo akwenze ngenjabulo. Ekwenzela neilwane engenandaba ukuthi sesiza abantu manje sekufuneka size neilwane zabo.
She gladly did it. She did it for that man and then she went on to serve even the animals.
Unjani wena?
Now what are you like?
Mhlawumbe ujahe umshado nje.
Maybe just in a hurry to get married.
Mhlawumbe usulokushanela indlu nje.
Maybe you can't even sweep at home.
Mhlawumbe usulo ayiwashing yakho nje.
Maybe you can't even do your own washing.
Hlala imbondela zenza into engcolile ndawonye.
And things are just dirty and clean altogether.
Uthahukana kodwa.
But you know, how did you get married?
Uyokana apho wena lapho osetshenzelwa khona umkhwenyana.
Where are you going to get married where your husband will be the one serving you?
Usulokushayela indlu.
You can't even sweep your room.
Usulokwendlula umbhede.
You can't even make up your own bed.
Ujahugana kodwa.
But you are so much in a hurry to get married.
Yangxaka lo ndaba.
Well, really, I can't understand that.
Nomsebenzi wenza wayekhetha angikwazi ukwenza lokho hayi mina, excuse me.
And even when you're given something to do, some things you're willing to do, some you don't. And you say, excuse me, I can't do that.
Ay, sorry, bagit. No, mina. Gede. Ekegeni. Ay. We are born on je. Mina.
No, sorry, you can't expect me to do that, to work outside in the yard. How can you expect me to do that?
Hayi ngeke ungithole mina ngishayela indlu mina ngona ngafuna isisebenzi esingangizilekelela uklina indlu hayi mina.
I've got to sweep all the time. No, let me rather get a servant who can come and do the work.
Kodwa uyavuta phe.
But you're on fire.
Uyavuta phe. Ufuna indoda.
You want a husband, you want a man.
Awukaqali naqala ukuthi uklina indlu yakho.
But you cannot even fulfill the responsibility of cleaning your own house or your own room.
Urebecca kwakuyintombazane ephansi phezulu ilula ukwenza izinto.
No, Rebecca was an agile girl, diligent, and with hands that were diligent and ready to work.
Hamba ufunde incwadi yeZaga 31. Uthola ukuthi owesifazane ohlakaniphileyo uyakha kanjani indlu yakhe umuntu onjani osemela ukuthi abe umakoti ezophatha kanjani umuzi wakhe.
Can read when you have the opportunity from Proverbs 31 when you read about a good wife, and that's the kind of person you must be if you want to get married. That's how you've got to look after your household. That's got to be the way that you approach things.
Bapho Rebecca abalula abathi singenza noma yini singaya noma phi lapho uJesu esithuma khona.
Where are the Rebeccas that are ready to work, ready to be sent by the Lord Jesus for whatever he wants?
Ukuthi hlobo luni nomsebenzi makuthuma ngithunywa uNkulunkulu ukuba ngiwenze ngizowenza.
Doesn't matter what it may be. But if it is God who's sending me, I'm ready to do it.
Anginandaba ukuthi ubukeka kanjani lo msebenzi, mawuNkulunkulu engithuma khona, yimi qala ngifuna ukufika khona kuqala ngiyokwenza lo msebenzi ngoba kuzojabulisa inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
I don't mind what kind of a reputation that work has, whether it's something that's looked up to or looked down to. I don't mind, but if it's God sending me, I want to do it to his glory.
Yasuka inceku manje ethi ikhuluma naye kodwa uzalo ubani wena sekhuluma nendawo yokulala ufuna indawo yokulala lo uRebecca ngenkulu inkululeko ukuthi bengalala kubo wakhe.
And now the servant continues and he says, please tell me whose daughter you are, because now he was looking for a place to sleep. And she said, you can gladly come and sleep at our home.
Hey, kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu qhamukaphi nendawo.
It's important where a person comes from.
Zinsizwa, nifuna ukushada, kubalulekile umuntu qhamukaphi nendawo. Kakhulukazi mawulandela uNkulunkulu ngeke akufake ehlathini.
Now you young men, you want to get married. Let me tell you, it's important where a person comes from. Now, especially in the gospel, if you are led by the Lord, he'll never lead you into the bush. The Bible says, what fellowship does light and darkness have?
That
which is of darkness ought to remain there. Light and darkness doesn't mix. It's like oil and water. Why is it that you as a believer keep company with unbelievers? You say you're a believer, you're a Christian, but you do the things that they do that aren't Christians. You even gossip with the unbelievers. And then you even gossip about your own husbands with other people who are unbelievers.
Abraham,
And Abraham said to his servant, swear to me, you will not take a wife from amongst the people amongst whom I dwell, the Canaanites. Rather go back to my family, because they've still got a remnant of the faith. They still acknowledge God. Go to them. Go to my people, because there they still have something left of God, acknowledging God, and that's much better. Go and find a wife for my son there.
But
you don't care who, you don't discern in that way, you don't look at that, you are just burnt by your lust and you want any kind of a wife, any kind of a husband.
Some
are so troubled by their lust, by their burning lust, that they just take anybody and then they do shameful and disgraceful things.
And
then you read there in Genesis 24, verse 16, the young woman was very attractive in appearance, a maiden whom no man had known. Rebecca was a maiden, a pure virgin. No man attached
her.
She was an upright girl who respected her parents and she respected herself.
And
Now, of old, one heard about girls who lived pure lives and only had one aim, and that was to make their parents happy. So purity is something that we should admire. It's something that we should hold in high honor, that young men and girls, young women, that they would keep themselves pure, undefiled by anything, that they can enter into marriage in a pure way.
Now
I heard some people saying, no, I won't go to the Kwasiza Bantu church because there people don't get married. I don't know what I should say to that person. You're just speaking something that you're just speaking something that doesn't exist, just lies. Oh, we have many weddings here. There are weddings in the pipeline. And here's another one now that's joined the line. Don't we get married here?
Yeah?
Don't come and tell fairy tales during broad daylight.
Intombi engakathintwa nsizwa engakathintwa ndoda eyihloniphile uRebecca ngiyabona ukuthi Abraham wathi ixosolole enhlizweni yakhe kubuya nalentombi eyilola uhlobo elula ngalendlela ewusizo nakubazali bayo.
And this girl, this young woman, she was very attractive. She was a pure maiden, a young maiden, a virgin. She was diligent. I'm sure Abraham was very happy when the servant came back with her.
Intombi ekhuthele, intombi ethanda uNkulunkulu, intombi ethandazayo, intombi ewenzayo umsebenzi. Uthanda uthanda bani wena? Lezi ezilibele ukuyiphaqula, lezi ezilibele ukuba ziyilungise, ziyilungise. Kodwa uma ngabe kuziwa ngasemsebenzini do,
and here was this young woman, diligent, hardworking, ready to do anything that is required. A young woman that acknowledged God, who prayed. Now tell me, what are you looking for in a young woman? Are you looking for those who titivate themselves and they spend hours making themselves up and painting themselves, but when it comes to any work that has to be done, my, they can't lift a finger.
Lalelani mantombazane.
Now listen, you girls.
Uhulumeni uyangizwela kakhulu ngoba nginamsebenzi.
Now the government is now very feeling very much for you for the fact that you don't have jobs.
Lalelani mantombazane, kuthiwa nginamsebenzi. UNkulunkulu ulo uhulumeni undalela amathuba emsebenzi manje, kuthiwa senzodayisa ngodede. Dayisa ngemzimbayeni.
Now, listen to their plan to solve this problem. Your predicament, girls, that you don't have jobs. They are going to make it legal that you will be able to have your own business in selling your body. Now you can do it openly. And then you want to count up your profit. How much profit did you make today? Do you also want to enter that business? That's a curse. That's a curse on the land when something like that is done.
Uma besibona kunzima emhlabeni wakithi, kusazoba nzima kakhulu.
If you think things are in a bad state in our country at the moment and people are suffering, Wait till laws like these are passed, and then you will see how it goes with a land that doesn't acknowledge God.
When utholi toho ngobu ambu taisa, futu nalema laizi kwena, uzobashtila sabanya bantu, abazo kwenzimali ngomzimba wako. Asipapameni ma Afrika.
And then you don't even get that money because most probably there'll be a pimp in charge and the money goes to the pimp and then you just get peanuts. You from Africa, wake up out of your sleep.
Basijabula bazali bentombazane. Basijabula bazali uAbraham ukuthi hawu noma sengizohamba ngobe seshonile wayeseshonile unkosikazi wakhe uSara noma ngifa. Sengiyazi manje ukuthi indodana yami ngishiya nani itholile inkosikazi oyilolu uhlobo.
Oh, how happy the parents must have been. How happy Abraham must have been. Sarah's wife had passed away, but he said, now I can also depart because now I know my son has got a good wife.
Lokho ekuhluphekelwe uAbraham uNkulunkulu emfezisela khona uyathola umakoti oyilolu hlobo lwendodana yakhe indodana yesithembiso.
God fulfilled all his promises to Abraham, and even in this, by giving the son of the promise such a wife.
Uyabona ukuthi ayikhona intobeko la, kwakukhona ukuyithoba la, kwakukhona ukuzehlisa, kwakukhona ukusiza. Ongenamkhawulo ongenayilinganiso ngoba khona abasiza bagcina endaweni ethile kodwa khona abasiza kuze kube sekugcineni kube ngathi uyisaka wathola uhlobo lwenkosikazi ekwazi ukuyilinda ekwazi ukuba usizo ngale ndlela eyayithokozisa yena ithokozisa nobaba wakhe.
You get some that are willing to help, but only until a certain point. But we find with Rebecca that she was humble. She was able to submit herself. She was able to carry something through right till the end and not give up halfway. And oh, how happy Isaac must have been to get such a wife and his father likewise.
And
how happy mustn't the servant have been that God had given him success? Just imagine how it could have been. He could have got there, and then they said, no, they shook their head, they'd say, we don't want this girl, she's not the right one. He would have had to take all the way back again. But God was faithful, God led him, and God showed him the way.
UNkulunkulu engasethemba yini nathi ngalendlela asithwese umsebenzi okumele siwenze. Umsebenzi wokushumayela ivangeli, umsebenzi wokuxwayisa abantu, umsebenzi wokubuyisa abantu ekudukeni kwabo bamazi uNkulunkulu babuyele eqinisweni.
Can God entrust us with difficult tasks? Can God entrust us with taking the gospel to those who are unbelievers, those who are unsaved, that they may hear the word of God and that they may be saved out of their sin?
Bengakuthemba yini abantu ukuthi ma wena unikeza umsebenzi, lo msebenzi uzowenza, awuzodinga kulandelwa. Uzowenza uqede, futhi ubuye uzoreport ukuthi hayi sengikwenzile, kusekhona okunye.
Can people entrust responsibility to you and give you something to do, and they know they don't have to follow after you to see if it was really done? They know if we give it to that person, it will be done properly. And then you even come back afterwards and say, I'm done. Is there anything else I can do?
UNkulunkulu usinikeza ithuba sonke. Nalongenzanga kahle empilweni yakhe, athi uNkulunkulu ngiyaphenduka. Ngifuna ukuba nami njengo Rebecca. Ngifuna ukuba nami ngiqale phansi. Ngifuna ukuba nami ngibuyelwe leso sithunzi sokuhlonipha uNkulunkulu ngoba ngimhloniphanga ngesikhathi siphambili.
But God gives all of us the opportunity. Whether you've done well or you haven't done well, you can come to the Lord and say, Lord, today I want to repent. Today I want to turn around. I want to be like Rebecca. I want to take after her. By your grace, O Lord, won't you save me?
Ithuba uNkulunkulu yasinika namanje. Bephuma abanye abantu sala wena ubuyisane noNkulunkulu kulezo zinto zaziyo ongahambanga kahle kuzo wamthela ngehlazo uNkulunkulu wathela ngehlazo abazali bakho.
You've got the opportunity. When the others go out, you can remain behind. You can make right with God. You can bring those things to Him, whereby doing them, you brought not only disgrace upon yourself and your family, but also on God.
All
that you may live in such a way that you can also bring joy and happiness to parents.
Uzuye kubona abazali bakho uxolise awungithela ngehlazo yaba yimbi lempilo engayiphilayo angimphilela uNkulunkulu sengiyilento engiyona ngenxa yokungalaleli kwami.
And you who fail to wait, that you repent, that you even go back to your parents and apologize and say, I'm sorry for the life that I lived and that I've become what I've become because of disobedience to your guidance and your instructions.
Wena nsizwa, wena ntombi, awuhlali uyiqoqile, ubone ubuhle ukuthi kuthokozwa kanjani, bathokoza kanjani abemndeni yakho, thokoza kanjani umndeni kaNkulunkulu ngokuyigcina kwakho, ngokuyigcina kulukhuni kunzima, kodwa uthi ngizohlala la, ngizothembeka, ngizomkhoza uNkulunkulu, ngithembekile kuzobe usuku lokugcina, hayi ukuthi uyigcinela ukuthi ushade.
And you, young man, young woman, wouldn't you walk circumspectly and walk uprightly and walk in the right way as a young person, keeping yourself pure, realizing what joy you bring about, not only for yourself, but for your family, everybody connected to you, if you remain faithful to the Lord, even though it's difficult, even though everybody else around you lives differently, but that you remain faithful to God. Not that you just do it to get married, but that you do it all the time. You are invited. This is your opportunity.
Back to the
MC.
How wonderful is this not? Oh, dear friends, what did we deserve that God should come with His precious gospel in our midst? This, what you've heard, is gold.
Lokhu esiqeda ukuzwa kunjengegolide.
It's gold that was brought to us through a man that surrendered everything in order not for himself but to carry the gold that he received to us.
Kuyigolide elifike kithi ngendoda kaNkulunkulu eyadela konke. Yashaya konke kwaba yindiva ukuba nathi sikwazi ukufumana leli golide elikhona phakathi kwethu.
And I came here in 1978 and I realized the precious gold which I found nowhere else in no other church.
Nami ngifika la ngonyaka ka-1978 ngayibonela ukuthi lokho khona la kuyigugu okungatholakala indawo ngisho nakwamanye amabandla.
Please don't play with it.
We are
going to close now.
We
wouldn't like anybody to go home hungry.
There's
been arrangements made for everybody to have something to
eat.
I think it will be, where is it? On the air? in the dining hall.
Kuzobe kukhona ukudla dining hall.
And then a few close relatives of the Ntlabati family and of Duze Pagamiseni will have been notified where they will be eating.
Bese kuthi ke ihlobo esondelene nabakwa Ntlabati nehlobo esondelene nabakwa Duze zona sezutholile umbiko wokuba yikuphi lapho zizohlanganyela khona zithola ukudla.
Let us pray.
Asithandazeni.
Lord, we commit these two young people into your hands.
Nkosi sinikele esandleni sakho laba bantu abasha ababili.
May your hand be upon them.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba isandla sakho sibe phezu kwabo.
Through your spirit continue to feed their souls and their hearts.
Ngomoya wakho engcwele qhubeka Nkosi ubanakekela ubondle wondla imphefumulo yabo nenhliziyo zabo.
Strengthen them, equip them for everything they need.
Ubaqinise Nkosi ubahlomise ngakho konke abakudingayo.
Keep them faithful till the day of the marriage.
Basize Nkosi ukuba bathembeke kuze kufike usuku lomshado.
When we'll reach the next stage.
Lapho Nkosi siyobe sesidlulele esigabeni esilandelayo.
Thank you for your word.
Siyabonga Nkosi nangezwi lakho.
It came, it went out like a flaming fire.
Liphumile Nkosi njengomlilo ovutha amalanga.
Like a double-edged sword that differentiates and separates between bone and marrow.
Njengenkembe sikanhlangothi zombili ehlaba yehlukanisa amathambo nomkanje.
Blessed is the person that has allowed your word to cut today into his heart.
Ubusisiwe Nkosi lowo muntu ovumela ukuba izwi lakho limsike limahlukanise njengalokhu belishunyayela.
And to all of us to whom you've spoken in such a way.
Kubo bonke Nkosi okhulume kubo ngalendlela ekhethekile.
Give us the grace to take the necessary steps.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba usiphe umusa wokuba sikwazi ukuthatha isinyathelo esifanele.
To change our lives and live a different life from today on.
Ukuba Nkosi sithathe isinqumo siphile impilo kusuka namhlanje eyahlukile kunempilo ebesiphila phambili.
Lord, where many of us will be returning back home.
Bese kuthi Nkosi abaningi bethu uma sebebuyele ekhaya.
Nkosi siyacela. Ubaqine endleleni.
We beseech you, O Lord, to please keep them when they are traveling on the road.
Beg isandla sakho phezu kwabo.
Please, Lord, place your hand upon them.
Kaphezu imoto nemoto, ibus nebus.
Upon each and every car and each and every bus.
Bring everybody safe home.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ubasize bafike bonke ekhaya bephephile.
In Jesus' name.
Egameni lika Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.